You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. History has been made at a 107-year-old apple orchard in Lafayette that teamed up with a drone technology company to help do what nature sometimes can't. WAER's Scott Willis reports, the pilot project is apparently the first time in the U.S. and maybe even the world that apple blossoms have been pollinated by drones.
It goes without saying that agriculture is heavily dependent on the weather and nature. So when Beek and Skiff partner Peter Fleckenstein heard of a way to eliminate some of that uncertainty, he jumped at the chance.
One less weather-related event that I have to worry about every spring is, are we going to have good bee work? Is it going to be good bee weather?
He says central New York's fickle spring weather can mean a short 4-day window for the bees to do their work if it's warm and sunny, like it was about 2 weeks ago when the blossoms opened. That window can be as long as 2 weeks if it's cool and damp, but that means the bees might stay home.
It's that small window. If you're in full bloom and you don't have good bee activity, what else can you do to make sure that you have apples like this?
Bees have evolved to do this job, and so trying to mimic bees is not something we can do exactly the same. What we do instead is we crop dust with the pollen.
That's Adam Fine, co-founder of Dropcopter. They're a genius New York team based at the Tech Garden whose business model revolves around automated pollination of orchard crops via unmanned aircraft or drones.
We're flying over the trees, dropping a lot of pollen all at once, so we should be considered an event rather than a process like the bee would be. So instead of the bees being out there for about 2 weeks at a time, we're there in an hour, we dust, and we leave.
Fine and his team worked with Fleckenstein to choose 5 to 7 acres of trees with multiple varieties of apples for the test. The drone then flew about 8 feet above the trees, going back and forth along the rows, spreading the pollen. A research firm will collect the data this fall to see just how effective it was. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.